My first ever job was working on a perfume counter. I was nearly an assistant to a knit nurse, but I couldn't drive. I hated the perfume counter. I used to get a stress migraine almost as soon as my shift started, and I couldn't get used to living in the city. I'd walk around with my bag clutched to my chest, thinking that I was about to get mugged at any minute. You know those weird buses, the ones that don't have an end? They're just open so you can see the road. What are they called? Route masters. Oh, I hadn't seen those before, but I started getting really into them. Like every day when I got the bus back, I'd wait for the route master to come and jump through the hole at the back and hop on. I don't know why I liked them so much. I think it reminded me a bit of when my dad used to take me and my brother out in his pickup truck, when we would ride in the back and watch the road dance and disappear away from us. The hole was like a portal to the past. But that day, I don't know, I guess I must have been really tired or something, because I wasn't holding on to the pole very tightly, and I remember that it was really crowded, but I must have been too busy looking down at the road, charmed by the two yellow snakes having a race, because suddenly, just as the bus starts to slow down, somebody nudges me and the pole slips away from me. I'm floating out through the portal and plunging towards the dark pavement, and bang, my face smashes into the concrete. My bag still clutched to my side, acting as a pivot point as my cheek thumps to the ground. Everything goes everywhere. It's really embarrassing. Makeup, my phone and bits of crisps and all these leaflets about irritable bowel syndrome. Really embarrassing. But people were very helpful. They all rushed off the bus and I think they thought it was a suicide attempt. But then when I opened my mouth and they heard how cheery my accent was, they knew it wasn't that. Like one kind lady came with me in the ambulance, which she really didn't have to. She gave me a marshmallow and her name was Audrey. My cheekbone had now swollen up to the size of one of Kate Moss's. It did look rather splendid, but it was also fractured. 3 days later, I went back into work at the perfume counter and they took one look at my black eye and my big blobby face and decided that there was no way I could work on the beauty counter, so I was downgraded to shoes instead. I was thrilled. I much preferred shoes with all the other weirdos. Shoes smelt of freedom.